Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. No ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am so happy to be here with you this morning. Our topic for today is real love, real love. And we are in the book of John 3:16. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to not miss one episode of this Hot Breakfast for Your Soul with me. Tune in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. That is FEELDFIRE.com. But if you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feelthefire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast so the show will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. You'll get that recording. And to follow, just text the letters MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. We're in the book of John, chapter 3. Verse 16, reading from the KJV. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on and give the Lord praise for the scripture. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me wherever you are. Real love. When I was growing up, there used to be a song called Real Love, and they would say, real love, the kind that lasts forever, real love. You know, you are the perfect pair, and what they were talking about, the singer was saying that he was giving real love, and that that love was so great that it was authentic, you know, 100, as they say. It was true, unconditional love. But what I came to talk to you about this morning is the real, real love, the kind of love that does really last forever, the kind of love that is unconditional and that transcends anything you've ever experienced. Real love. The kind of love that Jesus gives. In the book of John 3:16 that I just read unto you, the Bible described for us what real love looks like, because real love includes ultimate sacrifice. It said that God so loved us, right? He so loved the world that he gave, in other words, he offered up voluntarily for us, commensurate with the love that he has for us, his only son, glory, his only child, glory, his seed, he offered for us. Why? Because he so loved us. And that in doing so, gave to every one of us the opportunity, the privilege, and the chance at everlasting life. That's some real love, isn't it? Think about how many times in your life someone has told you that he or she loves you. You know, you can go back to your first love, you know, that first boyfriend or girlfriend where you got to the point where you felt like, oh, this is it right here. This is true love. This is real love. Can't nobody love me any better than this. And what's crazy is we were, you know, usually only 15 or 16 or 17 at that time, but and we had a whole life ahead of us to live. But that feeling, that emotion overwhelmed us so much to the point where we said, oh, my God, this is it. You know, and unless you are still with that person years later, unless you married that person, guess what? You found out that wasn't it. That wasn't the real love, that ultimate sacrifice kind of love that you had attributed it to be, real love. Then some of us got married, or some of you may be engaged right now, or in a relationship right now that's heading that way. You know, and we said, oh my God, this is it. And for some of us, including myself, we're divorced. Others, you have been able, praise the Lord, to maintain in that same marriage, praise God. And for those who are divorced, such as me, then you found that this one may not have really been it, what I thought. And it could have been your fault or the other person's fault. But the point is that the marriage ended. And then for those of you who are still in that first marriage, praise God, then you say, oh, yes, I love this person, and he or she loves me. But guess what? Even that is not comparable to the real love that Christ gives. God's love is so real that it not only caused him to make the ultimate sacrifice of his only begotten son, but God's love is so real that it causes him in Jeremiah 3:14 to even be married to the backslider. Real love that will cause you to pursue the person who walked out on you, or who backstabbed, or who forgot you, or who turned away because you so or he so wants the person to still have everlasting life. Real love. God's love is so real that he is the epitome or the personification of love itself. In 1 John 4:7, the Bible tells us that God is love. God is love. Outside of him, there is no such real love, true love, authentic love, sacrificial love outside of him that exists in him. Nobody's love, in other words, can compare to the real love of Christ. Now, this is important because sometimes some of us don't feel loved. Sometimes some of us have endured love which we were told was true love, but it turned out to be abusive love. It turned out to be violent love. It turned out to be infidelity type of love. It turned out to be an abandonment type of love. It turned out to be a degrading type of love. But God wants you to know, I so love you that I made the ultimate sacrifice. Real love is what I offer to you today. The authentic love that keeps on giving is what I offer to you today. I am God, and in me, through acceptance of my Son, I give to you real love. Do you want it today? Hallelujah. Real love. Would you like to experience this today? Unconditional, pursuing, active, passionate type of love. I am God. Hallelujah. And I give you real love. Come on, let's praise him. We got to go into prayer, and then I will do the altar call and assign you your task for today. Isn't this 15 minutes some great hot breakfast for your soul? Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you for this real love today. We thank you, Father, for this unconditional, ultimate, sacrificial, authentic, bona fide, certified type of love that you give. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name. We give you majesty, honor, glory, and power. Our souls cry out to you. Hallelujah. For this real love, the love that woke us up this morning, the love that is covering us in the blood of Jesus right now, the love that's going before us and protecting us and preparing our day, your love, God, your real, sacrificial, ultimate love. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord. Help us to know that we are validated in you because you are love. You made us. We are beautifully and wondrously made. And no matter what anyone else says about us, no matter what anyone else calls us, no matter who attacks us, your love of us remains sure. It remains constant. And because of that, Father, we can go forth as giants in the earth today, claiming our destinies, living our purpose, praising your name, knowing that we're validated, knowing that we are loved. We can go forth rejoicing and praising you. We can go forth able to fight the enemy because we are validated in knowing that you are loved and that you first loved us. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. Bless them right now. Have your way for them today. Send down victory for them. Send down your latter rain. Send down joy, happiness, goodness, peace, mercy. Father, send down your love and let it be magnified in them. So let everyone who sees them sees their shine. Real love. This is it. The kind that lasts forever. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We say hallelujah. Amen. Say thank you, God, for real love. Keep praising him as I give the altar call, and then I'll assign your task for today. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody, make sure you're in church. This is how your soul stays strong. Bible study, Sunday school, and that you are tuned in live Monday through Friday with me at 7 a.m. Eastern or following the podcast by texting MM to phone number 33222 so that you receive the recording at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. Now, everybody say, I got real love. Say it again, I got real love. Now, our topic for today is real love. Your task for today is to love yourself more than you ever have because God first loved you. I'll see you in the morning. Share this word with someone. Send them to feeldfire.com. FeeldFire.com.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting